When it comes to the history and heritage of Sussex County, among the top items on the list are main performing as well as the railways. Over the decades, the trains have slowly disappeared, yet remnants of their days do remain. Our next guest is here to share how his organization wants to physically preserve one of these monuments to another era, rather than simply let it become photos and some dark and dusty memories. Here with the details from the Lackawanna Historical Society is Joshua Weinstein. Good morning, Joshua.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
We are talking about the Greendale train station in, of course, Greendale, New Jersey, in Sussex County. Give us a little background about the train station. What was its role? What was its parts? And what's its current condition?
Well, you know, actually, it started out being called Greensville in 1911 when it first opened on Christmas Eve. And it was a part of three original stations built on the Lackawanna Cutoff, which was a bypass to what we now know as the Old Road. So this was built by Lackawanna in order to bypass a route that had steep hills and sharp curves and a lot of tunnels and really bottleneck their traffic. But in order to do this, they had to really overcome a lot of obstacles. And the whole cutoff is an engineering marvel. Greendale itself was quite the busy place for activity when it first opened in 1911. Too. It sported two tracks, a siding for a creamery and an ice house. It truly is a marvel. In fact, the structure itself is in very good condition. Lackawanna was very well known for overbuilding everything that they constructed, and Greendale is no exception to that. It's in good shape.
Yeah, a little background on a little heritage for you radio fanatics. One of our affiliates, 106.3 WHCY, actually spent its first 20 years in existence from 1973 till around 92-93 at the Blairstown radio station. So the Blairstown train station. So I can attest to what Joshua just said. These buildings were built with the desire to have them last a real long time.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. In fact, the Blairstown station and before Johnsonburg was torn down are virtual carbon copies of the Greendale station too. So we definitely want to be able to go out there and look at that, the former radio station and former train station, Blairstown, in order to get an idea of what we're looking at to restore Greendale.
Yeah, I think it's a private contracting company that either owns or rents the Blairstown station now. And remember that they put out a call to me and someone else that is here at the studios if we had any photos of the interior, because apparently they made given that they're contractors and everything, apparently made a pretty good effort to restore the interior of the Blairstown station, which would be interesting to see.
Yeah, that really would be. In fact, finding pictures of the inside of Greendale when it was operational is sort of the holy grail for us. We've been looking around everywhere for it. I'll be at the Sussex County Historical Society tomorrow combing through their files, but it is a bit of a needle in a haystack right now because Greendale, unfortunately, wasn't open for very long. The station itself closed in the late 1930s. It continued freight service well into the late 70s when the entire line was abandoned. In fact, Greendale was the last shipment ever across the Lackawanna Cutoff. It received its last freight shipment in 1978, I believe.
Talking with Joshua Weinstein from the Lackawanna Historical Society about plans to revitalize, rebuild, and you have a rebirth, in a way, to the Greendale train station. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And you, as a group, went before the Township Council recently. What was it that you were seeking, and what were some of the initial reactions that you received? And did those reactions offer some valuable guidance for what your next steps are going to be?
Well, Chris, originally we wanted to acquire the station directly from the New Jersey Department of Transportation. But when we got into the logistics of it, that would have involved them putting the station site out to bid. And it's possible we might not have won that. You know, we're a startup group, and, you know, funding just isn't there yet for it. But the DOT did say that if we went through the town and the town were instead to lease it from the DOT and then we leased it in turn from them, that this process would not have to be completed and, you know, you could lease it for the token dollar a year that the state agencies generally do. So our mission a couple weeks ago, was to go before the Green Township Committee and present our ideas, just our plans, who we were, what our goal was with restoring it into a viable museum that presented the education and history of the railroads and Green Township, of course. And I got to say, the Green Township Committee was receptive to it. I mean, this is something that would boost land value in the area. It would restore a derelict building, which is just an eyesore, a blight on the area it sits in. But obviously, they had a lot of questions, too, and I don't blame them. They were looking to see how we could pay for this entire project, how likely it was to be completed, what the, I guess, the issues would be in legal terms of getting this handed over from the state to the township and to us, and, of course, all the liability and insurance that goes along with it. So they did have a lot of good questions and issues. I was hoping for the meeting to be a little bit more positive, but overall, they're not against this in any way. And I think our next goal is going to be just to show us how viable we can make this for them.
Looking at the minutes of the meeting, it sounds like they just want to make sure that whoever does something is going to be able to complete what they start. They don't want this to be a halfway through and then the gas tank runs out of gas.
Yeah, of course, and you can't blame them for that. You know, the town is taking on a liability here. But we've outlined a pretty comprehensive strategy, and we're not, you know, the first. There are certainly many historical groups that have come before us, many whom we've reached out to as well in order to get help with this. It is an ambitious project, obviously, but one we certainly believe we're capable of finishing.
Is there any program or procedure in the state or in the county that you can have the Greendale train station registered as a historical structure, and if so, would that expedite and make things easier?
Actually, yes. Way back when, I want to say 10 to 12 years, when the NJDOT and New Jersey Transit were looking at restoring the entire cutoff, they did a huge study of the entire area, and they actually were the ones that said that the Greendale Station and Interlocking Tower, which are all part of the same property, they're both eligible for the National Register of Historic Places. That's something we're absolutely looking into. I don't know that it would expedite anything, but I certainly think that it would, convince the town that this is a worthwhile cause.
And it does give protection to the structure. I mean, theoretically, someone else, as you mentioned with the bidding process, someone else could come in and bid to use the structure in another way than your intentions are. But if no worst case scenario, at least the structure with that official recognition would still exist for the future.
That's correct, yeah. And I don't know who else would bid on this structure because NJDOT and New Jersey Transit have both said that regardless of who leases this property, they have the right to take it back because maybe 10, 20 years down the road, they'd like to restore service through the area. There are no immediate plans at this point, but they realize that at some point they might need this land back.
And we've talked here often, too, that there's been a decades-long movement to get the Lackawanna Cutoff rail system restored, either as a historical feature, you know, a ride from point A, B to C, or a full service into the Department of Transportation, NJDOT transportation network. But that's a major, major project with a lot of pieces that have to come together. What's next as far as, are you looking for people power, financial support, and what steps are you going to take to get and gain one or both of those?
Well, in terms of what we're looking for, it's anything and everything at this point. There's a lot of fact-finding going on, too, because the property right now in the hands of the DOT is not exactly laid out very well. And what I mean by that is that were they to lease that to the town and then in turn to us, we're not even sure how much they'd be giving us the size of the property. So we're looking into getting engineering surveys done, getting an architect on board to let us know what we're getting ourselves into and what would have to be restored and preserved in the station itself and so on and so forth. We have had a huge outreach of people, of volunteers from the railroading community and otherwise, just from around Green Township, in fact. And these people have come forward after, picking up the New Jersey Herald or finding our Facebook page and pledging their support, their materials, their monetary power, if possible. But one of the things we want to do is we want to make this a completely volunteer effort. And so to that end, we're even reaching out to local businesses, but also the big box stuff like Home Depot and Lowe's. They've been excellent in Sussex County with projects just like these and donating material and supplies and equipment. So right now, it's just about putting all these little pieces together and presenting something that's completely viable to the township again and just kind of going from there. We don't want to rush. We want to do this right.
And as I mentioned in the introduction, too, it is a means to preserve our history and heritage of Sussex County in a way that you can physically see it. And it's always fun to walk around, you know, when these plans come all out to their fruition, to be able to walk around in a historical place that so much used to happen and see more happening again in it. That's always a good thing, too, because so much of our history, again, is left to photos and memories and stories from grandma and grandpa. And this is a case where we can maintain the history and let future generations enjoy it and learn from it. So check them out over on Facebook. Do a Google search for Lackawanna Historical Society, because certainly their outlets or activities online are certainly going to multiply and develop as time goes on. And do a little Googling of Greendale Train Station, learn about the history, and hopefully that will compel you to play a role in the plans of the Lackawanna Historical Society to bring back the Greendale Train Station for its museum purposes and history and a whole host of variety of functions and ideas that they could plug into the facility such as this. And from the Lackawanna Historical Society, we've been joined this morning by Joshua Weinstein. Joshua, best of success. It sounds certainly like you and your cohorts in this had the dedication and the drive to make this happen. And that's always a good start, because that will mean what you start is what you're going to finish. So best of luck in all that you have before you.
Thank you very much, Chris, and thanks for having me.